We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
The show kind of stinks.
If you see a faded sign at the side of the road that says 15 miles to the
Love Shack, yeah. I'm heading down the Atlanta highway.
You only mean one thing. The triumphant return of our prodigal son. M squared Michael Mackey is his name, ladies and gentlemen. And it's been a long time since I've seen you in person, my friend. You look better than ever. Hello.
Thank you. Shalom in the home. It's good to be back. I think the last... Okay.
Shalom in the home.
I think the last time I was here was February was around Valentine's Day of 2020. So it has been a good, like, 16 months. I think the last time I was in the studio, Reagan was still in office. That's how long ago it feels.
Other than a quick run over to your house to drop off some equipment, the only time I've seen you since February of last year was during the cornhole tournament last summer. Socially distanced.
Parks got waxed.
The cornhole tournament, which I'm sorry, who won that cornhole tournament this
Sam
year?
Sam Stevie and Michael Mackey.
Sam, high five.
Oh yeah.
You know, I for once my limp-wristed technique came in super strong.
All right.
Super strong. I was like, woo! In the hole. Woo! In the hole.
Okay.
Woo! In the hole. Sam, you have to admit, you were pleasantly surprised, and by pleasantly surprised, I mean shocked at how good I was at that particular sport.
Your cornhole skills did surprise me. That is correct.
They were second to none, man.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You were right around the corner. You were, it was game on because you were, I could tell you were, you wanted to win.
But I had a handicap.
Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I mean.
But we were practicing last weekend.
I had a handicap.
Sam Stevie?
Sam Stevie. Oh. And we still won, so.
Okay.
All right. By the way, coming up a little bit later on this afternoon, an interesting story that Michael will share. And I saw him write something about it on Facebook. And I said, man, you got to save this for when we get on the air this week. I had something almost identical happen to me. That trip to go, and we've all had to do it, or not had to do it. We've all done it, I think. When you drive by your old childhood home and it doesn't look like the way it looks in your memory anymore. So we'll get to that. You also had an opportunity. Let's do this part right now. I did not know this, and we are crazy excited to go see this. You got a sneak peek at the new Auschwitz exhibit at Union Station.
Which
opens here in a couple.
Is it already open?
It opens this Monday?
It opens Monday, but get this. It is such a huge draw that Union Station has already sold almost 70,000.
I thought you said 7,000 off the air.
70,000
tickets. Wow.
Ahead of time. So that is going to keep, good luck trying to get in before Labor Day.
I was
going to
say, Scott, I'm assuming you haven't purchased tickets yet?
I haven't got them yet, no. But I will. Now I will. I didn't realize they'd already sold 70,000.
I hadn't even set foot in the exhibition before I had goosebumps. I was probably 20 feet in, and I already had tears in my eyes. Like, it's just so overwhelming. And you walk around the corner and there are actual beams, actual barbed wire from Auschwitz. Mm-hmm. And that's like just first like 15 feet of walking in. I am completely gobsmacked. And here's the other thing too. This exhibition has probably 700 artifacts from Auschwitz, and it's only been shown, this whole exhibition has only been shown in Spain and New York.
And only two U.S. cities got it, New York and Kansas City, I think. I was just talking to Kelly the other night about it. We're crazy excited about going to see it. I have been twice to the actual concentration camp, Dachau, which is just outside of Munich.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point, when you see these things, and these things being the artifacts that they have, it is sobering, doesn't even do the word sobering justice. It is mind-numbingly
and if you think about it,
eye-opening. I mean, I don't even know. I'm speechless as to find words to use to describe it. When we were in Dachau, I don't think I said a word the entire time we were actually inside the walls of the concentration camp. And they have pictures. They had the old, I'm sure they still do, barracks where they would house the Jews. And you're like, how in the hell?
And that was only, what, 80 years ago? Not even.
Could they treat human beings like this?
So I got a private tour today from basically the curator, Luis, who is putting together the whole thing. And so I'm writing a exclusive sneak preview article for In Kansas City Magazine tomorrow. So
right on.
It kind of cool. Has a...
Is it just going to be available online?
Online, or? Yeah. So I'm going to work on that tomorrow. They asked me when I was going to write it today, and I was like, it was a lot to process. It was a lot to absorb. And I only got the nickel tour. Like, I didn't walk through the whole thing. It was just gobsmacked. It was... sad isn't even the right word. Like, crushingly devastating.
And they've already sold. How long did it take you to get through it?
And
was yours longer because I'm sure you were given, like, you know, the preview guided tour?
I don't know. I could probably have spent easily a couple hours in there. I mean, I breezed through in about 30 minutes just because I wanted to hear the sneak preview stuff that, you know, that he really wanted to focus on. And it doesn't just focus on the victims. I mean, it's every aspect, you know, from the SS to the doctors to, I mean, it's an all-encompassing.
The experiments and all that stuff?
All of it.
Does it take up the entire main hall at Union Station?
It's downstairs where the Princess Diana exhibit was. But it's, I don't know. It's probably 1,400 square feet. I mean, it's huge. And it goes on and on and on. And it's a whole... walk through. I mean, it doesn't just start at like, and here we are, you know, when Hitler took over. No, it goes.
You said 1,400. You mean 14,000?
Don't hold me to that.
Okay.
He was talking in meters because he's from Spain. And so that threw me off.
Okay,
I'm trying to do simple math in my head and it's not working. But I am just really proud that Union Station got it and what a boon for them. And it's going to be a huge draw all the way through summer, all the way through fall. It's just really well, and you know, you've been to one of the concentration camps, and I went to the Holocaust Museum. It's nothing compared to this. I mean, this is like immersing yourself. It was.
I'm glad you got to see it.
Yeah, it was really impressive.
All right, Michael Mackey from In Kansas City Magazine is filling in today for Dana Wright. Make sure to follow In Kansas City Magazine on Facebook. Sam Stevie the Third. I'm Scott here on KMBZ. I bring to you now a story that I have tried to avoid.
Oh, God.
It has generated quite a bit of controversy and commentary. This one's from CNN.
I love how you never prep me for these. Like, it's always like...
You have no idea what I'm about to say.
I know. That's the beauty of the show. I never know what we're talking about.
When Ever Lopez, that's his name, when Ever Lopez walked across the stage at his North Carolina high school graduation... He became the first of his immediate family to even graduate high school. But the Asheboro High School student who had the Mexican flag draped over his shoulders as he walked the stage, said that he was denied his diploma on graduation day for wearing the Mexican flag. His cousin, Adolfo, captured moments of the ceremony on June 3rd when Lopez's name was called. In the video, Lopez is seen waiting in line with his classmates to cross the stage, and he's stopped by the principal when he receives his diploma holder. The two exchanged some words, Lopez and the principal. It was not, I've seen the video, it was not heated or anything like that. It was just two people talking to each other, but there, you don't see any smiles. As a crowd booed behind him, after which Lopez returns to his seat with his fist raised in the air. After the graduation, when the students went to another gym to receive their diplomas, Lopez was told he would not be allowed to take his because he disrupted the ceremony. The Asheboro City School District, in a statement last Friday, said that withholding the diploma was not about the Mexican flag, but that the student didn't follow the established dress code for the event and detracted from the importance and solemnity of the ceremony.
Now, did he wear it over his cap and gown? Did he wear it in lieu of his cap and gown?
He wore the cap and gown, and he had the flag draped around him.
And did he suddenly, like, was he wearing that through the whole entire ceremony, or did he suddenly?
I only see the video when he's walking to the stage. I didn't see him when he was in his seat. I have no idea. Mm. I'm assuming he probably had it underneath his gown.
I think it was just when he walked across the stage.
Yeah.
But picture like somebody at the Olympics up on the podium. Like that's how the flag was draped over his shoulders.
Yeah, that's right. And I got to thinking about this. By the way, the school did finally give him his diploma. They had said they would only give it to him when and if he apologized. He did not. And he said he would not apologize. But I got to thinking about this. Would it have been the same if he had worn a different flag?
An American flag. Well,
an American flag, I think people would be like, give it to him.
Yeah.
America, and, you know, let's give it to him. What if it was a British flag? What if it was a flag of
Canada, which is attached?
Thank you, Mr. Geography.
You're welcome.
One's to the north, one's to the south.
Yeah.
Well, and sometimes they crack down on things like this because they don't know, like, the what's the next step scenario. So they need to cut it off at the first sign of somebody stepping out and keep that uniformity of the graduation.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I ask out of ignorance. I don't technically have a problem with it. It doesn't offend me. It doesn't bother me. But I can also hear the argument, well, if we don't stop this.
What's to say? Right.
When do we stop it? But if he had worn a rainbow flag, if he had worn a flag, and there's not an Africa flag, but you've seen it. It's green, red, and black. If he had worn stripes all the way across, if he had worn the Africa flag, if you will, would he have been denied? Or was it just because the flag was the flag of Mexico? And I've seen people, and we've had this conversation before, people complaining that, you know, they drive through a neighborhood and they see people flying the Mexican flag off their front porch. I've also driven through neighborhoods. There was a guy who lived right down the street from me when I lived in Roland Park who flew an Irish flag. There's a guy who lives out in Western Shawnee in my neighborhood now who flies a British flag from the front of his house. That doesn't offend me.
I'm pretty sure it's because the school had rules. And like Sam said, it was, you know, trying to nip it in the bud, so to speak, so that, you know. But I also think that the school handled it really poorly, and then it turned into a PR nightmare for them. And then suddenly, next thing you know, the entire country is talking about it, just like we are right now. And the kid did not, I mean, props to the kid for not backing down. I don't think I've ever seen an interview with him. I think his mom did all the talking for him.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen a couple interviews with the mom.
Somebody says, what if he wore that Trump one flag? We're not turning this into politics, so no.
No.
But if you haven't been watching SportsCenter, there's a guy, I think it's at Yankee Stadium, who keeps draping a Trump one flag from the outfield wall, and he just keeps doing it. And then they kick him out, and then he brings it back the next day and just drapes it over the wallet in the outfield. I think that's funny.
How does he get the flag in?
I have no idea, because it's a big one.
It's a big flag.
Yeah, and how does he not? How do they not be like, hey, Trump flag guy, you're getting the boot, but good. See, I wouldn't want to be up. Like, how does he get back in?
I don't know, but I think it's funny. But apparently the Yankees don't think it's that funny. Anyway, when this isn't about Trump. It's not about Trump flags. I digress. But what if this had been any other flag? Or is it just the Mexican flag that we find offensive? Kelly just texted me and said it's in Boston. Okay, sorry. Anyway, 576-7798. And what if it had been a rainbow flag or one of those Africa flags? And I know there's not a flag of Africa, but you know what I'm talking about. What if it had been an English flag, British flag? As Michael Mackey said, what if it was a Canadian flag?
It's attached.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome.
Michael Mackey filling in today for Dana Wright. Sam Stevie the Third. We'll get to your calls, your comments in just a moment. 576-7798.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
From In Kansas City Magazine is joining us in studio, also from MichaelMackey.com. Make sure to follow In Kansas City Magazine on Facebook. We're talking about the teenager in North Carolina, Ever Lopez, who has now been given his diploma. The school was holding it. They said they were holding out for an apology, one that he did not give, by the way.
It's like a ransom.
He could get his high school diploma when and if he apologized for draping himself in a Mexican flag when he walked up to get his diploma. He was not given his diploma then. He was given a diploma holder. And the school said they were going to hold on to the diploma until he apologized. He did not, but they ended up, because of all the controversy and everything, they gave him.
Most everybody on the text line is on the same wavelength. They say, you know what, everybody, all students are given rules for graduation attire. He disobeyed the rules. It didn't matter what it was. It could have been anything. It just, he shouldn't have worn it.
I mean, we've all seen the kids that do like the backflip or the dance moves. They get the same punishment. Their diploma gets withheld until they, you know, go sit in detention for an hour or something.
576-7798. Steven in Olathe. Hello, Steven.
Hi, Steven.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Hello, Michael Mackey from In Kansas City Magazine.
Shalom.
So a couple of things, you know, me as Whitey McWhiteface, what would be said? How quickly would I be called a supremacist or a racist if I draped the American flag over me while I was getting my diploma? And, you know, I do not mind. I have no issue whatsoever with pride in your country. However, his country didn't pay for his education.
Well, I don't think it's pride in his country. I would imagine it's pride in his
heritage.
Yeah, heritage.
Heritage or country or whatever you have. But it wasn't his country. It wasn't his heritage that had educated him or paid for the education. And I'll tell you what, another point here is that more often than not, those folks from the southern border do not pay taxes other than point-of-sale taxes.
Okay.
And last time that I checked, you know, I've got my property taxes filled with school payments.
Okay, we don't know that his parents are illegal immigrants.
I'm just saying, more often than not, you know, I have no idea what kind of percentage wise, but I would just say more often than not, they're not paying taxes, and you know, most of them do refuse.
Well, I understand, but not everybody here who is of Hispanic descent is an illegal immigrant.
No, I'm not saying that at all. But you know, it's just I find it funny that you know, he's got pride in that flag. But yet, you know, it was certainly United States who paid for his education. And it just seems disrespectful, that's all.
Okay. All right.
I'm sure he knew. I'm sure this kid knew that he was
sure he did.
About to create some controversy.
But I go back to the argument, is it that flag or is it any flag? Because you don't have to drive far in this town. Now, granted, there are 99% of the flags that people fly off of their front porch are either American or Royals or Jayhawks or Chiefs, okay? Mostly American. I get it. But you don't have to go far to find a flag of another country flying off somebody's front porch.
Or a rainbow flag, because this is Pride Month.
That is true.
Or is it not even about the content of the flag or the flag itself? It's just the fact that he broke uniform and uniformity of ceremony.
That's 100% it.
See, but and that goes to a different discussion. What is wrong with a little bit of not vulgar, not profane individualism at a graduation ceremony? What is the big deal?
Could the school have probably handled it a little bit better? Yeah, because again, the whole country was talking about it. But, and it was a week ago, and we're still talking about it. So
then we go to Scott's catchphrase, where do you draw the line?
Mm-hmm. No, that's true. And I think that the line has to be, I have no problem with high school students at graduation trying to be a little bit individualistic. I mean, we're telling them, go out and be your own person, but don't be here. We want you to all look exactly the same.
Uniformity.
Yeah, we want everybody to conform here. But as soon as you get out of here, we want you to follow the advice that all the speakers are going to tell you during this ceremony for an hour and a half.
Be your own individual?
Right. Follow your own dream. Be yourself. Be unique. But that only takes effect after you've heard all these speeches. Right now, we want you to all look exactly the same.
That is also interesting because with the caps, at the college level, a lot of people like to decorate their caps. But when I was in high school, you could not decorate your cap. So they wanted even all the caps to look the exact same.
I think that's boring. The kid didn't. I don't have a problem with him walking up there with the Mexican flag. I think he might have been looking for some attention. He definitely got it.
Oh, what I wouldn't have given to be a fly on that wall between him, what was his name, Ever, and the principal. I know that the discussion wasn't heated, but you know the principal is probably like, that was star of
Reckon. Al in Brookside. Hello, Al.
Hi, Al.
Hi. I guess I'm opposed to some of your opinions, but in line with the bulk of them. My point would be no flag, because everybody ought to be treated equally at graduation, shouldn't have special attention. It's like when some parents decide their kid is so important, they run up in front and yell and scream and get in everybody's way so you can't see it. I saw that happen one time when they blocked, they kept going so long, they blocked an invalid lady who was in a wheelchair or worse from seeing her own daughter graduate. I think everybody ought to be the same at the graduation. Go and get it. Get your diploma respectfully, and then go on and be your own person. But don't, you know, suppose everybody did that kind of thing. It's just not respectful to your classmates, nor to the people that have come to see the kids graduate.
Fair point. You say it's not respectful, but let me ask you this. I'm not trying to be argumentative, Al. How is it disrespectful? He may have made a scene that you can certainly make that argument, but he wasn't wearing a go blank yourself t-shirt or screaming, you know, something offensive up. There weren't any bad words or things that people might find to be offensive as far as language is concerned.
Because he's trying to draw extra attention to himself away from his classmates.
Hmm, okay. All right. And, go ahead. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you. I beg your pardon.
No, that's my point. Everybody ought to be treated as they've all achieved something very important in their lives, but one person shouldn't detract from another person's getting something, getting the honor or getting the attention. You know, suppose half of the class wore things like that. Well, is it a graduation or is it a costume party?
Okay. Al, glad we got you in, my friend. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Al.
Apparently, I was wrong. According to the text line, a lot of high schools do allow you to individualize your cap.
Hmm. You know, he, Al said, you know, about the people who scream in the stands and all that stuff. I don't think I'm making this up. Wasn't that literally a Saturday Night Live skit like 3 or 4 episodes ago? I mean, within the last month about, we'll have to find that. When Al mentioned that, it pinged my medulla oblongata. And I remember that being a skit on Saturday Night Live where the parents lose their minds at graduation.
Oh, the people bring in foghorns.
I want a foghorn when I graduate.
That's what it sounds like.
How's that again?
When are you graduating, Michael?
Well, I mean, you know, back in the day it would have been nice to have a foghorn when I graduated in 1998 from high school.
You didn't graduate in 1998.
Did I?
It was much earlier than that.
Was it? Oh.
576-7798.
1, 2, 3, My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want to? But can't stand to see me walk out the door.
M squared, Michael Mackey is filling in today for Dana Wright.
Shalom.
From In Kansas City Magazine.
Yes, you can follow us on Instagram. You can follow us on Facebook. Do the In Kansas City Magazine.
You're going to have a piece tomorrow on your visit to see the Auschwitz exhibit.
Fingers crossed. I'm going to get up bright and early tomorrow morning. And I had a phenomenal sneak preview today of that exhibit that is just, there's no other word to describe it. It's jaw-dropping.
All right, let's get back to the phones. We're talking about the high school graduate in North Carolina who was denied his diploma because he wore or draped himself in the Mexican flag when he walked across the stage. Clearly broke the rules for decorum as far as not wearing anything over your cap and gown. I don't really have a big problem with it. I like the individualistic idea, but I can certainly understand the argument that at some point you run the risk of it getting out of hand.
Being rampant.
Yeah.
And, I mean, actions have consequences. And, I mean, he did get his diploma after they demanded that he apologize, and he did not. So, there you go.
Let's go to Matt in Lawrence. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Michael Scott.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. Doing well, thank you.
Okay, good. I just wanted to say, you know, I don't blame this kid. I kind of did something similar in my high school graduation way back when, and you know, I understand the school doing what they did, just because, like you guys have said, you got to draw a line somewhere. But I think the problem in America is everybody's buying their underwear a couple sizes too small, getting their panties in a bunch about things that don't really matter.
All right, Matt, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you for it. Frees up a line if you want to grab it at 576-7798. Cheryl in Lee's Summit. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
Yeah, well, how would you guys feel about him wearing a Nazi flag across the stage? Or a swastika, or how about, well, I'm from Israel, so I'm going to wear an Israel flag. I'm a Christian. I'm going to wear a Christian flag across the stage. You can't do that. You know, you have to stay. Some uniformity has to exist.
Why?
Or it just goes crazy. You know, you think it's okay to wear a swastika flag?
Well, of course not. But I would never equate the Nazi flag to a Mexican flag either.
It doesn't matter whether you're equating it. It's a visual. You know, it's a visual thing. So, you know, you're talking about this, you know, Union Station exhibit down there, and how horrible it is, and I am sure that it is jaw-dropping, and I want to go see it, but would I be offended if some kid got up on the stage and wore a swastika across the stage? Absolutely, especially if my family was Jewish, you know?
I just can't allow it to go crazy. But Cheryl, you're right about that. You can't allow it to go crazy, but there's no comparison. I mean,
it doesn't matter because somebody is going to do it, Scott, and you know it.
Somebody's going to wear it.
Somebody's going to do something like that. It eventually will get around. It will eventually come around. We always say, well, I never thought I'd see the day. Well, I never thought I'd see the day when some guy would walk across to the high school graduation stage with a swastika on his back.
All right, but Cheryl, we can... what?
I'm laughing at you. Go ahead.
I haven't even said anything.
No, go ahead.
Well, why? I don't understand why you're laughing. I haven't even said anything.
Well, I just feel like you're kind of trying to defend it.
I'm trying to play the devil's advocate with you if you want, but...
Okay, all right, go ahead.
Well, I think what I was going to say was I think all of us can agree with a few minor sick-in-the-head exceptions that the wearing a Nazi flag is outrageously, sickeningly offensive. I don't see wearing a Mexican flag as the same thing. I don't even think they're in the same arena.
The two flags don't stand for the same thing. Obviously. But the fact that somebody would start doing it is the problem. Somebody would do an Israeli flag. Somebody would do... So what do you think would happen if somebody wore a Christian flag across the
street? I don't know. We do know that it would be on
every station in the country, and this kid would be chastised like nobody's business.
Okay, Cheryl, if you're going to ask a question, you have to give me an opportunity to answer it.
Okay.
I don't know what I was going to say again. Was I don't know what the reaction would be if somebody had worn a Christian flag across the stage. I'm not finished. That was a period. I think there would be plenty of people in the audience who would applaud that sort of action. But I do think some people would say that's too much. But I would not have a problem with somebody walking across the stage with a Christian flag. I wouldn't have a problem with them wearing a Black Lives Matter flag. And I wouldn't have a problem with them wearing a rainbow flag. I would have a problem with them wearing a swastika flag. Okay? Thank you, Cheryl, for the call. Do appreciate it.
Okay. Did you say that the audience booed him when he got up on stage?
Some in the audience did boo him.
All right. I still think denying him his diploma was excessive, and I think it came back to bite the school on the butt, but good.
News is next. Michael Mackey filling in for Dana Wright here on KMBZ. When the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Wish we could turn back time to the good old days.
When the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.